close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I am Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is Milestone Episode 103 here on this Thursday bonus edition of Grim Grinning Guys.
103.
What about it, Derek?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say to that.
How did we make it here?
That's a pretty, I don't want to say old, but that's a pretty big stature to make it to in life. I mean, does that mean we're about nearing the end? Is that
Boy, I hope so. I know a lot of our listeners hope so.
I did see where... Listeners, you said plural?
Yes, Craig.
Oh,
we do have more than one. Today, we're returning to a very special segment that we enjoy, one of our newer segments. It is to be or not 3B.
No, it's not.
Oh.
I don't.
It is absolutely not.
No, it's. And no. You said enjoy.
Sorry, I mispronounced it. It's actually like, love, and loathe.
Okay.
Yes, like, love, and loathe. And in the past, we have looked at Dino Land in Animal Kingdom.
Right.
I believe we looked at. What else did we look at?
Future World?
No.
Tomorrowland.
Yeah. But today, we're heading over to Future World West. Much to Derek's chagrin.
I'm still not sure why we don't do all of Future World.
We don't want to...
Can't wait for Future World East.
Future World East does not have a whole lot going for it.
We don't want to paint with too broad a brush.
Okay.
Since it is the time for
festival. As we always do.
Since it's time for Festival of the Arts.
Yes.
Yeah. At Epcot. Today we are going to be in Future World West, and we're going to talk about some of the things we like there, some of the things we love there, and some of the things we just can't stand. One of you guys want to kind of give us a rundown?
Can I get distinction on where West begins?
Anything not east of the compass.
Well, would it include, Spaceship Earth?
Ooh, no.
Are you dividing that? Oh, are you going to put that in the east?
Well, I put Spaceship Earth as its own. It's kind of down the middle. I guess the western half of Spaceship Earth.
Like we know what that is.
So that would be the Phoenicians and Bill Gates. No, not Bill Gates. That would be...
I don't know. Hey, guys, I do want to say, hopefully coming up next week, we're going to have my recent trip rundown from our trip that we had over Marathon Weekend. I know this past Monday we talked specifically about Run Disney, but hoping to get a few guests on with me to discuss that recent trip.
Are we going to those be surprise guests, or are we going to share with who those might be?
Well, I have to figure out who they're going to be.
Oh, okay.
To get confirmation. But I'm looking forward to
sharing.
There's
a possibility, though, it could be another Grim Grinning Gal, correct?
Could be. Possibly.
Okay.
I don't want to get all the listeners' hopes up.
Putting that too much out there.
Or, and it could also be possibly a former guest, too.
It could be.
So,
yes, it was. But it was an outstanding trip, and I know a lot of our listeners followed along on Twitter and appreciate those. We got a lot of feedback on Twitter, especially Craig's GIF with the birds flying around.
Yes, that was really – that's how I envision it.
Yes.
And that's what I recall when we went. Being flocked by all those gulls and the birds of prey up.
So, guys, what is included in Future World West?
Everything that's not in the east.
Thanks, Craig. So, we're going to say...
So, we're not going to put Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, let's just say Spaceship
Earth. Okay. We'll say that.
I think you could probably do a like, love, and loathe east of just Spaceship
Earth. What about those bathrooms next to Spaceship Earth?
That's definitely west.
That's west. The bath.
So we there's some east too. There's some on the east.
So
we've
got
that's
the
true.
We got the bathrooms in the west. You've got Innovations West, which includes the character spot and also the Baymax and Joy and Sadness meet.
Club Cool.
Fountain. Is it Fountain View, Derek? The Starbucks.
Yes.
Nemo.
Yes. The Living Seas Pavilion.
Soarin'.
The Land Pavilion. and the Imagination Pavilion.
And Captain EO.
No.
Keep on hoping, Craig. Oh.
Ellen's...
That building is being used, but not Captain EO.
Oh.
So quite a bit going on in Future World West. And hopefully by the time we circle back around, Derek, there will be more to Future World East. And just kind of a little foreshadowing of what we'll talk about on our recent trip rundown. A lot of construction going on at Epcot. That Guardians of the Galaxy coaster is going up quickly, in much haste, as is the Ratatouille ride.
They're trying to get everything done before Star Wars Land takes over the world.
They're going to need some help. So, Craig, I'm going to let you start things off, since you do have a birthday coming up in a few weeks. Why not? What's something you like in Future World West?
Future World West. There's so many wonderful things there. One thing that is debatable, you guys kind of will debate me on this, I think, is down at the Coral Reef. I've always enjoyed eating there. It's got a great view of the aquarium and people diving and all the fish. And I really enjoyed the food. Got great desserts. But that's one thing I really like at Future World West.
Craig likes Coral Reef. Like Derek, have you been there?
I have.
As have I.
And I would say like is a good spot for Coral Reef. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay, well, good.
I could almost put it in loathe, but I do like it.
See, I know you're feeling on that, Derek. That's why I said that.
But it's suitable. If you had loved it, I would probably I'd come up with something to do to you.
Well, I mean, I remember that was one of those, on our first trip, it was like, oh, we have to eat there because it was in Full House. I think that's the reason my wife wanted to go there, but it was enjoyable.
Well, and especially with kids, it's great entertainment, you know, and the food isn't bad. I mean, it's decent.
Yeah. Fine atmosphere. I can see myself going back. Derek, what's something you like in Future World West?
I like the Seas Pavilion. Ooh. I'm just going to take...
He's taking the whole pavilion.
Man. Not the whole pavilion, but just the aquarium part of it. I'm going on the same building as Craig, but I'm going to the big aquarium. Whatever that's called.
Come out of Nemo's and Friends, when you come into that part, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what its real name is, but...
Where you can climb inside the shark and...
Yeah, Bruce's.
Yeah.
Derek likes to climb. You climb inside
the Seabase. Is it Seabase?
Seabase Alpha.
Seabass.
I know that's what it used to be called.
Seabass?
I don't know. I like the aquarium. It's a good place to spend some time and let the kids run around.
Yeah.
Because there's enough room to, and not as, when we've been, there's not been a whole ton of people there to kind of interrupt Boone to run around, so... It's a good place for him to run around and see everything.
So he likes the seas.
Seabase.
I agree. That's a good place to put that.
I still think you're saying it wrong. I think it's sea bass.
Could be.
Could be. I like the outer courtyard area of the Imagination Pavilion. I like the fountains, the upside down fountains. I also like the little water that kind of jumps.
The leapfrog
water effects. And I've taken, I've taken the boys over there before, and they enjoy that as well. It's one of those things that Disney doesn't have to do, but it's one of those nice little touches in an area that probably doesn't get as much love as it used to. Obviously, the Imagination Pavilion is not exceedingly popular.
Or imaginative.
But if you go up there, of course, they've got the Pixar 3D Movie Film Festival. You've got the Imagination
AKA
ride
with Captain Figment. EO.
Yes. And you do have the Visa character meet, too. So there's quite a bit going on up there if you take the time to go up there. But I like the outer courtyard area with the leapfrog fountains and the upside-down waterfall. It's just a pretty neat area, and the music's good too, I think.
That's also where Derek's infamous picture was taken.
That's, yes, with the...
Excuse me, sir?
The character meet.
Sir, don't know what
you're
looking at.
Look at the camera.
Sir?
are you 2 years old? What are you doing? But yes, I like the fountains and the water effects up there in the Imagination, outside the Imagination Pavilion. I like it.
I like it. And you can get some popcorn, some of the flavored popcorn.
That's right. on the walkway over to mm-hmm. the Imagination.
And you can see all the flowers when they're doing the
oh yes
flower festival.
Great view of the Flower and Garden Festival. Yep.
My preferred festival.
You know what was weird when we were there a couple weeks ago is there was no festival going on.
That's weird.
It was just a few days
before.
That
doesn't usually happen.
There's like, because they had all, a bunch of tarps over all the festival booths. It's very odd. It was like, where can I eat?
Did you? I don't know. How did you find anywhere to eat?
I'm still trying to digest. Derek just said his favorite festival is the Flower Festival. I never would have guessed that with Derek liking the Flower Festival. I thought he'd be definitely the Food and Wine.
Yeah.
Food and food?
Food and more food?
Food and food festival. Craig, what is something you love in Future World West?
I'm going to say, and this kind of was where Derek was just a second ago, but I'm going to say something I love, and it's probably not I love it as much now as I did, but Turtle Talk with Crush.
Wow, didn't I?
And the reason I say that is it's just a good memory. The first time we went as a family, not when I was younger, but now. They called out my daughter, Harper, and also me.
Oh, cool.
And it was just a very good memory we have. And it's just I think everybody loves it when they experience it. It's not something you have to go back to all the time, but it's just a neat. And, of course, when we went, it was kind of a new technology type thing that he can actually see you and talk to you. So I love that because it's a memorable experience, and I think everybody wants to do it at least once. Mm-hmm. Is that, y'all give me that?
Yeah, I think definitely with that
I haven't done
personal
it, so
touch.
I think Boone would really enjoy it, especially the older he gets. I think it's just a neat, because he is talking to you. It's not much different than Monsters Floor, the Laugh Floor, but it's an enjoyable thing, I think.
Derek, what say you? What's something you love in Future World West?
I think I'm going to take yours. I think this
you probably are.
Because that's what I do.
That's fine.
I'm going to say I love Living with the Limb.
There you go. There it is. He took it.
But specifically at nighttime.
Oh.
Living with the Limb.
I love it at night. I think it takes on a different feel at night when you don't have the full force of the greenhouse going at you.
Yeah.
You get the moonlit.
It is pretty neat.
Because they don't really light it up a whole lot inside there. So
you know, I just really wish they would update the end of it.
Yeah,
just a little something.
The screens at the end.
Yeah, the screens and the cheesy like decorations I got right there. I just wish I'd do something a little different there.
The screens and there's like a stretch where it's just a black tunnel. There's nothing. They could definitely spruce that up a little bit. I mentioned that to Sissy just a couple weeks ago.
But it's a must do. We always do it. We love it.
And you kind of have to be there at the right time of year, or it has to have extra magic hours to get it at night.
Right, because in the summertime it'll close at usually 7-ish?
Yeah.
And so you can't get it even after sunset. So,
and it's also a fun time to look for some hidden Mickeys because there's always some into the plants and into the water and everything else.
And at Christmas time, they'll add special Christmas decorations and lights.
I did get to see those.
Yeah, Derek, I was going to say Living with Land is what I love in Future World West. But since I can no longer say that, Derek, I was thinking about saying that I liked Soarin' Around the World. Because I don't love it.
Right.
If it had been the original version,
I would have.
That's
loved
what
it.
You would have said.
I would have.
I love Sunshine Seasons. It's not one that I have to go to every time, but I mean, you can go in there for a snack. They have a wide variety. They've got some good breakfast options, some good lunch and dinner options, and it's always easy to find seats. I love the Land Pavilion in general. I guess I like the whole building and the rides and the. In the dining therein, Garden Grill, I like that too. But I'm gonna say Sunshine Seasons. I love Sunshine Seasons, which I can't say a lot of times fast. But you know, I think going back to what you said about Living with the Land, it's one of that along with Spaceship Earth is really two of the last remnants of classic Epcot, and I think that's why I love Living with the Land so much. Is it's 15 minutes of pure relaxation and. It's Epcot. I think it embodies what Epcot was designed to be. So good choice, Derek. But since I can't say that, I will say Sunshine Seasons is what I love.
Where the food comes from, Living with the Land.
Some of it does, yeah.
Some.
And
so you said it without saying it.
I kind of did.
Yeah. He's sneaky.
but and didn't even know it.
But I mean, with Sunshine Seasons, you see all that stuff being made fresh, and just a wide variety, good baked goods, good desserts. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I'll go there right now.
Mm.
So, guys, we've talked about what we like in Future World West. We've talked about what we love. And now's the fun part. It's my favorite part of this. What do you loathe about it, Craig Shelton?
Oh, there's so much.
I loathe the Beverly.
Specific.
What do I loathe?
I guess you mentioned it. I mean, I loathe the new Soarin'.
Ooh,
he loathes it.
I didn't think he was going to say that.
I didn't either.
I'm all for the new graphics and how wonderful it is, but can you not make a straight Eiffel Tower? I mean, is that impossible with CGI? I mean, can you not do that? It's great, a new take on everything, but I miss the old one too. I think the old one was good. I do like the smells of Soarin'. I mean, that's kind of neat, especially when the elephant throws the dust up, you can smell that. I really like that. But I miss the original, so I'm gonna say I loathe the new one.
That was highly unexpected.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it. I wouldn't loathe it though. But
the impossibilities are endless.
Even when you sit in the center section, the Eiffel Tower is crooked.
Yep.
Did you sit?
The last time I went to Epcot, we did not go to Soarin'.
See, I like the music enough. I like the experience enough. I like the pre-show with Patrick enough.
I'll probably go again, but it's not a must-do now on my list.
That's crazy.
That's one of those that it's... But Rachel will go ride it, and I won't get a rider swap for it.
Yeah. Well, what I found, though, is a lot of people that didn't ride the original version, they love it.
Yeah.
You know, we went with Clint and Ashley, and they love it. And I know Nick and Amanda, they love it. You know, our friend Mike... But old Mike Kelly, he loves it. You know, people that didn't ride the original version are big fans of it, and I can see why.
Sure.
Just so much.
It's a great experience.
So much CGI, too.
I look forward to riding the one out in California. I look forward to getting them to try.
It's the same one.
Great. Is it the same video and everything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. But it's just, to me, too much CGI.
That's my biggest beef. Because, the Great Wall and the Taj Mahal are all completely CGI.
The Great Wall isn't.
I'm pretty sure. It looks like it.
Taj Mahal is definitely.
Taj Mahal. No question. That whole scene is CGI.
It looks like the Great Wall is.
Oh, they won't give us permission to fly over the Taj Mahal. We'll show them. We'll make our own.
There's plenty of places in the world you could have picked from.
Yes.
Too much CGI. Craig loathes Soarin' around the world.
I loathe the CGI, I guess I should say.
That just really
threw you off, didn't
it? Takes me back, yeah.
Was that what you were going to say?
No. So there, I'm kind of like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Is how I am
about it. You come to peace with it.
Yeah.
So, Derek, what do you loathe entirely?
Now, and can I say, again, loathe is not hate. Loathe is just kind of...
It's pretty close.
kind of turns my stomach. That's what loathe does. It's both of y'all in unison.
It kind of is.
It is, but it isn't.
I wouldn't say I hate it, but I do not like it.
He loathes it.
I loathe it. That doesn't sound right. All right, guys. Who's next? Derek, what do you loathe in Future World West?
I loathe the Disney and Pixar Short Film Festival.
Really?
I mean, it's good for a nap, but it just doesn't resonate with me. I'm not a big fan of the shorts, I don't think.
Yeah.
For some reason. I'm just not the characters that they have in a lot of those. We've watched it on one of our trips, and it just didn't appeal to me at all. So I'm going to say that's my loathe. And that whole theater, I don't know that there was ever anything good in it yet.
I think the only time I've seen that was with the two of y'all.
Yes.
And it was okay. I don't know if it's enough to make me say I loathe it, which is not hate.
Not according to Craig.
Guys, honestly, it's not.
I think you need one film, not, I think they had three different ones.
Right.
And so I think jumping around from film to film, that can get a little strange.
That's where we first saw a glimpse of what's coming to Hollywood Studios.
Was it?
Yeah. Where it's taking the place of a great movie ride.
Oh, yeah. That type of Mickey animation.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Craig, any thoughts on your hatred for...
It's not hate.
Pixar Film Festival.
Loathe. I'd go with you on that. I'm not crazy about that because it depends on what they're showing there. But it's had a couple neat videos. But I'm like you, I'd rather see something full length than paste together.
And that theater was it that small when it was Captain EO?
When I went to Captain EO, it seemed like it was a lot bigger.
I didn't go see Captain EO, so I can't speak to it. That's why I was asking. It just seems like a really small theater.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty good sized theater when it was Captain EO. They may have cut it down somehow.
If it wasn't so small, I would say they could do something like the Frozen that they do at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah,
some kind of sing along or something like that.
Right,
but
it was a pretty large theater for Captain EO.
It just seems small to do that now and the way it is.
Well, I'll go ahead and round us out here. I loathe. It's going to be a ride. The Seas with Nemo and Friends.
That's a good one to loathe.
I think the queue is long.
Unnecessarily
long, which I cannot imagine waiting, doing anything other than a walk-on for that ride. And I think the ride is so boring. I can't remember where we ranked it. But I think I'm ready to put Triceratops Spin ahead of it.
wow.
Just because of the music, maybe.
Well, yeah. But the Nemo ride, and I never rode the original version of it. You know, a lot of these rides at Epcot have been re-envisioned. But it just seems like there's so many stretches of it where nothing's happening. And there's so many effects. I know the shark kind of jutting out. That effect doesn't work anymore. The very end is cool where you have the fish talking in the tank.
Yeah.
Or the real fish with the cartoon fish. But I don't know. It's just, it's dull. And I think it could be so much more given where it's situated. And, you know, Finding Nemo is such a great movie and a great story. And the show at Animal Kingdom, I think, is phenomenal. And the ride is just kind of a letdown.
It is.
I don't think there's much going on.
Yeah, that line, to me, you start off with that line. I mean, even if it's a walk on that line, is 10 minutes long just to walk through it.
Yeah. And I do,
or close to it.
I do
least.
Think it does a good job of making you feel like you're in the ocean.
Yeah.
Kind of like you're under the sea. But, I mean, especially when you compare it to the Voyage of the Little Mermaid the one in Magic Kingdom. I mean, it's so much worse than that. It's just dull. Do you like the ride, Craig? You like Nemo?
My favorite part of the ride is when you go through with Crush and you're on the...
The EAC?
The EAC, yeah. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm like you. It's good probably for little kids.
Yeah.
But both of you have little kids and you both loathe it, so.
Oh, I loathe it.
So, I mean, just adamantly.
But I don't hate it. I don't
right.
hate
you
it.
You don't hate it. You loathe it.
Strongly loathe.
If I hate it, I hate it. But I loathe it.
Well, we needed something that started with an L.
Yes.
Couldn't call it like love and hate.
Late.
Craig, this whole show is built around alliteration. Come on.
I know. That's all we ever do.
Anything else you guys loathe in Future World West?
I can't loathe.
You know, one thing nobody talked about, we didn't talk about the character spot, which I like.
Yeah.
I like the character spot.
Like you, it's a like now that it is a tier one.
Is the big air conditioning spot is on the west side?
Well, I think they closed that down.
Oh, shut up.
I think that's where they're putting in the Wreck-It Ralph meet and greet. I'd heard they were putting one in over there. That'd be good for Grim Grinning Gossip. Another segment we need to bring back.
You didn't hear from me. I would definitely go in there to meet Wreck-It Ralph, not for him, but for the air conditioning.
Yeah.
And hope the line was long.
Good little relaxing area. That's also Future World West, in one of those buildings, is where you can find that odd scent. That very bad smell.
Yes.
Behind Club Cool.
Yeah, well, behind Club Cool, the character spot.
Yeah. I just don't get what those buildings are being used for, really. I mean, because they're huge.
Yeah. Well, Future World East, especially.
Yeah, both of those are.
What are they doing over there?
Well, one of them is one of them is Mouse Gear.
Yeah.
But the other one is completely unused right now.
All right, so is that all the stuff that we loathe?
I think so, and that's going to bring us to a segment we like to call...
Grim.
Grinning.
It's probably my favorite part, maybe my favorite part of our recording.
You don't even care if we ask questions anymore. You just want to hear me say that.
Figuring out what how Craig's going to answer that.
And it's tough to figure out a different one every time.
Oh, that's good. Good stuff. So, Derek, what is our Grim Grinning Greatness question for the week? For the day, rather.
Well, it has to be, how would we fix our loathed item, right?
I guess so.
Has to be.
Sure.
What would you do to change it to where you didn't loathe it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You go first.
Not how would you not make it where you didn't not hate it?
Not hate.
I said not hate it.
Oh, okay.
So, Derek, how would you fix the 3D film festival?
A 3D film festival, like I kind of mentioned it. If it could be made larger, then I think it would be a good spot for some type of live entertainment.
Ooh.
I know a lot of it is done in the World Showcase, but I think, and Craig's Jammeters do go around Future World some, but I think if something had a home there that was a good people eater, I think it would do okay over there.
So what kind of live entertainment are you putting in?
Since you're in the Imagination Pavilion, why not something with the old Imagination people? I don't know what their names are.
The Imagineers?
No, the Doctor. Who is the original Doctor in the...
Oh, like from the Journey into Imagination?
Yeah, from Journey. You could do some kind of 10 or 15 minute show with Journey into Imagination. No.
Perhaps. Would there be enough interest?
People love Figment.
Well, a lot of people still don't understand who he is, I don't think. But that would be a good way to, I guess, revive some of his popularity.
Sure. And
I like it.
They're going to steal it.
Craig, what would you do to fix
mine's easy.
Soaring around the world?
Mine's easy. Go back to the old one. I don't think I have anything wrong with around the world. But use actual video.
It's around the world in CG is
yeah.
What I have.
Look, go and get actual video from around the world in HD or 4K and show it. I don't understand why you got to make that so difficult.
So you'd still do a new film, but just a better film.
Yes.
You wouldn't go
or
back to
what
the
what if
old
they
one.
Just what if they just removed all the
CGI?
CGI.
That'd be fine, but does it still not bend the Eiffel Tower?
It would, But that's not as big a problem to me, just because of the shape of the theater.
Right.
So to me, that's not that big a deal, but it's not as bad as the CGI to me.
I just really think that it wouldn't take that much to fix it, and there's nothing wrong with the original one. Like I said, I know they probably want to get some other pictures and go around the world. That's fine, because a lot of what the original was California. So
right.
That's why they came.
Well, it was all California.
It. Right. Yeah. It wasn't a lot of it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I understand. I don't have a problem with around the world. I like that. But I just make it more actual video.
What if they made it more like Star Tours?
Ooh.
And had.
Make it more intense.
Three or four segments. No, not more intense.
Are they
three
changed
or four
it
segments
up?
Where it could be changed up.
Yeah. That could be good.
I think the whole concept, I mean, the soaring ride itself is awesome.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, just the way it does and everything. Just don't rock it because it'll get all on to you. But other than that, I think I could learn to love it if they make those changes.
You shouldn't have to learn to love.
And I do like that they added the third theater there. I think
yes,
it helps wait times
thing.
Tremendously.
I don't hate it, but I love it.
Well,
that's what it fixes.
I have an easy fix for the Nemo ride. I think you go in there, you take about 6 months, and you retheme it to Finding Dory. You put a lot, which they did some of that with Turtle Talk, I know.
Right.
They put some of those new characters in. You know, put Hank the octopus in there.
Yes.
Put some of those other new characters. Obviously, I feature Dory a lot more, and I think just make it more, just a lot of dark zones. Brighten it up, liven it up a little bit. You can still have the EAC. You can still have the segment at the end with the live fish in the tank. but just kind of update it a little bit and give it some, breathe some new life into that ride, because sure. I think there's a lot of potential there.
Well, and my other loathe, was the Beverly, and I don't think you can fix that. But it is a fun thing to watch other people try it.
That it is.
So we got to keep that. Don't fix that.
Well, guys, this has been good. We've talked about some things we liked, loved, and loathed, not hated.
That's right. Loathed does not mean hate, kids.
Right. Check your dictionary.
We appreciate you listeners tuning in and continuing to support the show. Continue to download, follow, and share with your friends, as we're still here. We're still trucking along, trying to provide you with some good advice for your Disney World trips. And maybe today you got a tip or two of maybe some things you can skip, but also some things you don't want to miss. So maybe you'd never thought about venturing up to the Imagination Pavilion. Go check out those water fountains and shooting springs. Maybe you, I don't know, maybe you haven't ever given Living with the Land a try. And as Derek said, it's worth it.
Especially at night.
Thank you, listeners, again. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.